Moving, it's right up there with the big stress makers: divorce, the death of a loved one, a change of job status. And for those planning a move, there's another reason to be worried. Scams by unscrupulous movers can end up costing you a lot of money. Here is Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor, Michelle Singletary, to help us out. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Well, what are some of the most common moving scams?
In the most classic scam, a moving company will give you a lowball estimate. But then when it comes time to pay, after they've packed up all your stuff and it's on the truck, then they present you with an estimate that can be triple or quadruple the estimate that they originally quoted you. And at that point, they really are holding your items hostage. About 15% of the consumer complaints that go into the government are about movers who are holding or held their items hostage.
And are there any laws or anyone overseeing these moving companies to prevent that from happening?
The interstate movers, those who move you from state to state, are regulated by the Department of Transportation's Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. The problem is, once they've got your stuff, there's nothing the government can do. It's only after the fact that you can maybe try to get some relief, and even then, it's really tough. For example, if you get a binding estimate, meaning they've got to stick by that, they can't hold your items hostage if you pay 100% of the charges in that binding estimate. Now, you can get what's called a non-binding estimate, where they can charge you extra if you've asked for extra things or your items weigh more than they expected. And even then, you are only required to pay 110% of that. Here's the problem. Once it's on the truck, the state authorities aren't going to get involved. You can't call the federal government and say, come, these people are holding my stuff hostage.
So how can you protect yourself from a rogue mover?
You know what? Do some research. You want to get an estimate by someone who comes to your home. If they try to give it to you over the phone, that is a huge red flag. You also want to be sure that they give you an estimate based on the weight. One source that I found incredibly useful is movingscam.com, which is a website that provides consumer tips. You can also go to the Department of Transportation pamphlet that the movers are supposed to give you called Your Right and Responsibilities When You Move. It's critical that you get this and read this. And lastly, there's one other source by the association that represents interstate movers, and you would go to moving.org.
Yeah, in this case, it's often best to go with those big nationally recognized names, right?
Sometimes it is. I mean, absolutely, because, you know, you've got the history of the company. You know their big name. For one thing, you want to be sure that they're registered. All interstate movers have to be registered. So if you go to that website for the Motor Carrier Safety Administration and they're not registered, huge red flag. Don't hire them. And listen, you know I'm a cheap person. You know I'm a penny pincher. But when it comes to this particular thing, cheap is not always good. If you get a low ball estimate and you're thinking, ooh, this is great, that's a red flag.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
Michelle Singletary, Day-to-Day's personal finance contributor. She also writes the nationally syndicated column, The Color of Money. And Michelle has an NPR podcast. You can download it for free. Just go to npr.org/colorofmoney. And Color of Money is all one word.